is coming by. I've been waiting for him for an hour now. He's usually here by now. Maybe he forgot to come. Yeah, that's probably it. I know a nice guy like him would never ditch anyone. Even if it's a forgettable wallflower like me. It'll be so nice to pay for his coffee and ask how his day was. I love his smile, but I've been too shy to look at it. I wish I could be more confident in myself. Every time I practice asking him out in the mirror, I couldn't stop blushing and tripping over my words. How embarrassing. Even thinking about him makes me all flustered. I wonder what kind of coffee he'll get. I brought some extra money with me just in case he wants to get something a little more expensive. Which is perfectly fine with me. He deserves everything he wants. If I buy him stuff, then maybe it'll make him like me more. I wonder if we go on more dates, I can keep buying him more things so he'll like me more and more each time. I would let him buy anything he wanted if it would make him happy. I do love his smile after all. Or maybe he would like gifts from the heart better. It would be fun making cards and desserts whenever we would have an anniversary. Maybe I could wear something extra special for him on those days too. He's so handsome. So it would only make sense for him to want a girl who looks equally as attractive. I don't know if he knows this, but he's inspired me a lot these past few months. I've started dressing nicer, studying more, and learning how to cook more in preparation to be his girlfriend. I know I'm not entitled to it, but on the slight chance he does say yes and wishes to be my boyfriend, I'll be ready. I want to be as perfect to him as he is to me. It would truly be an honor if he allows me to be his loving girlfriend. It's not a title many girls would be lucky to achieve. Well, it's been over 3 hours now, and it's getting a little dark. It's gotten a lot colder, too. Well, looks like I'm the only one at the train station now. It's alright. Maybe he just got busy or something. I guess it would have been nice for him to at least text me that he wouldn't be able to make it. I'm so stupid. What would he see in a girl like me anyway? It was probably just a prank the whole time. Or maybe he just agreed to it so I would leave him alone and stop pursuing. How could somebody be so cruel? A girl like me can only dream about being with such an amazing guy like him. At least I still have his social media. He blocked me. Did I really offend him that much? Simply by asking him out for some coffee? I guess he even changed his regular route so he won't have to run into me anymore. I don't understand what I did wrong. At least I still have have some money to buy myself some coffee. Whatever. Let anyone ever look at me. I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel like everyone hates me. Nobody would even notice if I ran away. Except maybe to laugh at me and call me an emotional baby. Ignored by my classmates so much. It's the only thing I can really be. Just a stupid crybaby. It feels so cruddy to have your heart and feelings crushed by the person you thought you would give you a chance. I don't know if I'll ever recover from this. As if it couldn't get any worse. At least I brought my... I don't even have my umbrella with me. Serves me right for being such a scatterbrain. I guess I'll just walk through the rain then. I hope they still let me come into the coffee shop all soaked in rainwater. At least no one will see me crying with all the rain pouring down my face. Walking through the cold and pouring rain isn't my punishment. Thinking a guy would ever like me. I should just keep to myself now. I shouldn't get my hopes up ever again. No guy would ever love me. Or even like me.